views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. Wow, what a week. And, you know, I think we were all surprised how quickly Tuesday night went for us. We were expecting to have a late night. I know I'm relieved that campaigning is over, and we now know what the course will be. We don't have to guess what's going to happen. Well, we can still be guessing what's going to happen, but we know who's going to be leading that course. So regardless if you agree with the vote, it's time to move on to make headway in all of our problems we're facing and learn how to communicate with each other. I think the way we do that well is when we discover our commonalities, not just focus on our differences, and also what are our gifts that we can bring to make productive change happen. So we're going to have conflicts, but let's be conscious about how we deal with them. And that's what my first guest is going to talk about, how to make conscious conflict a transformational path. And we know conflicts are an inevitable part of life. You know, we all have them. And we get uncomfortable, we try to avoid them, deny, negotiate, resolve, and try to resolve them in unproductive ways. And we're going to discuss today how we can enlist conflict as our guide and ally. My first guest is Chiomi Yoshida, and she perhaps is proposing that conflict can be a creative spark that enlivens our personal work and civic lives. Now, Chiomi Yoshida is an educator for over 40 years, most recently at the Barbara Brennan School of Healing, and she is a partner in Conscious Conflict Seminars. She has a private energy healing practice in Seattle and uses her training in family and group dynamics, interpersonal communication, and works with imagery to assist individuals and groups on their journey to self-realization. And her website is www.consciousconflict.com. And Chiomi is going to be giving a workshop at Woman of Wisdom on Sunday, February 17th. That's in Seattle. It's at 9 a.m. It's called Conscious Conflict, a Transformational Path. And guess what? We're going to start registration next week. Brochures are going to be mailed out by Wednesday. And things will be up on our website. And everybody will be able to see the program at www.womenofwisdom.org. So welcome, Chiomi, to Voices of Women.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. I'm very pleased to be here to share about conscious conflict.
Yeah, well, I think you're the perfect person to work on this because you just exude this calmness about you. You know, Chiomi's on our committee for planning the conference. She's actually going to manage our healing temple. And when she comes to meetings, there's just this, like I said, calmness, you know. And what a greater gift to have when working with people who are dealing with conflict. But let's tell your story about what led you into this path of healing work and then moving on to working with conflict.
Well, that's a great question. You know, there was a part of me that was like, why am I doing this? What is calling me to go to this school, you know, across the country to learn about healing? And it was my own longing for something more, for a more authentic life, a more fulfilling life. And I just, after about a year of sitting with whether or not I should make this move and considering lots of different options, I decided to begin that journey. And it's been quite a transformational journey, a very exciting and very rewarding one. And I see conscious conflict as another form of healing work. Definitely, you know, everywhere we look, we see conflict in our lives, whether it's in our family and personal relationships or work relationships, in our local communities, in the national level, and on the planetary level with the crises around the world. So we can't afford, I think, to, as a planet, to continue business as usual in terms of how we relate to conflict. And so conscious conflict is about really coming to approaching conflict in a way that we can ultimately become the change that we desire.
So tell us a little bit more about how conscious conflict works. And and there's a lot of conflict resolution models out there. How is yours different or similar,
Right. There's a lot, whether it's conflict management or conflict resolution, where they're either trying to manage conflict in the workplace, for example, or they're trying to resolve it or fix it or, just make peace as quickly as possible because it can be so uncomfortable to be with conflict. Our whole attitude, conscious conflict attitude towards conflict is to embrace it. It's here. It's futile to try to avoid it. And so can we embrace it and see it as a doorway to greater consciousness, to ultimately reducing our stress levels in terms of our relationships, becoming more productive at work as we are able to tolerate and be with conflict more effectively. It's about bringing mindfulness practices into an area that we have so often approached in a way that's sort of mindless and reactive. It's just on automatic pilot. How we learn to deal with conflict as in our families or in childhood, we continue to perpetuate today. And those often don't serve us very well. And so if we can take the time to slow down and explore our inner worlds about what's triggering us, what's bringing up this conflict, and through that kind of slowing down, becoming aware of how our physical reactions are going, becoming aware of our assumptions and our perceptions about ourselves and the world, and really developing that kind of witness or that observer self in us, that can begin to give us more choices about how we're going to respond in any particular situation. So we're not about managing or resolving conflict, especially externally, but we're really about inner exploration and coming to a sense of peace within ourselves.
Yeah, it's a different perspective, and it's almost stating like we don't necessarily have to resolve it because that conflict might not go away. But how do you live with it, and how do you transform it to? I mean, there's a lot of potential growth. We deal with it in the Woman Wisdom Council. And when somebody reacts to something and there's kind of an overreaction and we're dealing with an issue. And so it allows us to broaden our mind of, well, what's going on here and how can we embrace this conflict or this topic or this issue that's actually it's an issue that reflects what's going on in the greater society. And so as we work it, we're actually helping others to tap into that energy, and it's kind of exciting work. We might have a circle on Monday night, just a talking circle. We have a healing circle model that we use, but it's that witnessing you talked about, where everyone's allowed to talk, and part I think of in these conflicts is people don't feel listened to, and so having those kinds of creating those healing circles, we set up a place where people might feel heard for the first time. And sometimes that's all that's needed. You may not agree, with everybody, but you can come to some place of where's the common ground that we can all creatively be at. And we find it very exciting work.
Right. You know, there's a place where with the healing circle, there's an intention to receive each person in the group and to listen, as you say, to be for each person to be heard and acknowledged. And once we can drop beneath our usual, say, habitual responses or reactions or our defenses, you know, where we're going to blame somebody else or find fault with them or whatever the case may be, once we can drop below our usual postures or defenses or ways of reacting, then we can get in touch with what's the need here? What's the need that is being unmet in this moment? And whether it's, as you mentioned, the listening or, for example, in my case, I can do what I would call the hit and run, you know, just when enough tension builds up in me that I might yell at someone and then get away as fast as I can. I won't stay around to get their response because I'm afraid, ultimately. But underneath that, is there some unmet need of mine? And can I get past the vulnerability of communicating my need? And in my case, for example, and there are, I'm sure others who have had this experience, where there's some shame about having a need. And if I express my need and I believe that, you know, people might not care or that I don't really matter, then it will take a tremendous amount of courage for me to express that need, to share that with people, whether it's a friend or a colleague or a member of the circle. But if I have enough self-understanding and I don't want to continue unrewarding habitual ways of dealing with conflict, such as my hit and run, then can I find enough courage to actually share my need with the person and challenge the image that nobody cares? And I may find that, yes, some people might not care, but there are people who do care. There are people who are responsive. And that begins to change my perception of myself. That begins to change my perception of the world. And I begin to change how I connect to the world and how I relate to the world.
So yeah, so much that inner work of discovering, yeah, your inner, what are your needs? But I think in order to do that in a group, you have to feel safe. And so the first part of creating a group or talking circle is creating that safety. And that's what we do at Women of Wisdom, you know, where we have guidelines that creates that, in a way, sacred space. We are listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. We're going to come back and talk more with Chiyomi Yoshida. We'll share more information on transforming our conflicts.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking to Chioma Yoshida today. We're talking about conscious conflict and making that a transformational path. So, Chioma, why don't you give people your contact information, your website, and also about you have an offer for a giveaway for people.
Right. Well, the website is www.consciousconflict.com. And they can contact me at my email address, jcyoshida@earthlink.net. And basically what I'm offering as a giveaway is either a 1 1-hour experiential conference call or a 2-hour in-person introduction to conscious conflict for anyone or for their group. And so those are the two possibilities there.
Okay, again, give your email address. So the first person that calls can receive this. And, well, in person, obviously, would be Seattle, but you also have a conference call, so that could be anywhere.
Right, right. So did you want me to say the email address again?
Yes, or and if you have a phone number that... that you want okay. for people to call to get this offer.
Sure. So the email address is jcyoshida, Y-O-S-H-I-D-A, @earthlink.net. And my phone number is 206-365-3606.
Great. Thanks. Okay, everybody. So whoever calls or emails Chioma first can have that giveaway, which is very generous and I'm sure is, you know, very valuable, especially if you're in a conflict or have a conflict in a group or organization. This would be a great place to start. So we talked a little bit about conscious choice, conscious conflict, conscious choice. Well, it's almost the same thing. Tell us a little bit more. Are there certain steps or procedures that you do in this kind of work that
Right. Well, I wanted to speak to the how essential the sense of safety is for people to explore this, you know, very uncomfortable for many people place around conflict. And there's a part of our primitive brain that's constantly scanning for threat, for any kind of danger. And so our primitive mind, when there's a threat or a conflict, is going to go immediately to fight, flight, or freeze. And so how do we move out of that reactive place into a more thoughtful choice place? And the way that happens is to slow down enough and begin to look at what triggers me. How do I respond? What is my automatic way of responding? What are my assumptions? And so in any workshop or seminar, we're going to take time to to do that. And as we can slow down, we begin to develop that witness part of ourselves, that observer part, and we begin to bring our energy to the frontal lobes, to the thinking part of our brain. And when once the thinking part of our brain is engaged, then we can begin to make some new choices, some better choices, which begins to lay down new neural networks in our brains. So we really are transforming not only ourselves in the process, becoming more mindful, but we're also really changing our brains. So that's exciting.
Well, it is, because when you start to do that, the next time you find yourself in that situation, you're more likely to take that breath, be at peace, and not go into that reaction. It takes time and it takes practice. You know, it might be a few years. But I found over the years that you start to retrain yourself, you don't get the same reactions that you have been conditioned to. I mean, we've all had this programming, if you could call it that, you know, for how we reacted to our parents or siblings or whoever when we're growing up, and we've just continued those patterns. And so what we're doing is repatterning our brains, I think is what you're saying.
Right, absolutely. And we each have grew up, you know, with this kind of building up this internal map that we have about conflicts and about relationships. And often what might have served us when we were younger or an earlier time in our lives is no longer working very well for us in our current lives. And so, you know, how do we begin to make those changes and update our programming, so to speak, or update our whole perception of ourselves in the world, our whole way of responding, our whole way of relating to others.
So those are, and that's that transformation you're talking about. It becomes in a transformational path because we're becoming more conscious. It's too bad, you know, the politician, you know, when you think about the election and the campaigning and all that, and they could have used some of these tools.
I know, and watching and listening to President Obama today basically reach across the aisle to say, you know, can we come together in a new way to solve the nation's problems? And, you know, so here's the question, and will the parties be able to shift enough of their perception, shift from the place where they want to defeat the other or win instead of solve the problems that face us? Will they actually make that shift? Will they actually be a positive intention to truly come together for the sake of the country?
Yeah, it would be interesting to say, it takes a lot of courage and it takes a good leader. That's what he's showing, leadership, to, you know, reach the hand out and say, hey, you know, let's talk, let's work on this, let's communicate, and instead of what's been happening, which just thwarts anybody's ability to get anything done. And so instead, we just have all this blame. Yeah. There just ends up being a lot of blame. Well, you know, look what you've done. You haven't done it. You haven't fixed our economy. You haven't done this. You haven't done that. And how can you when the people aren't working together?
Right. Each side, you know, just feels blocked and stuck and unable to really move forward. And, you know, and often people feel that way in their personal lives, that they feel blocked or stopped. And it's like, you know, what are some new ways I can clear these blocks, resolve these issues in myself so that I can live a more stress-free life where I can be more at peace. And then when I have a greater sense of internal peace, that somehow that ripples out to the people in my life and then, you know, into my community. And as you said earlier, you know, ripple out to help the entire planet ultimately.
Yes, and I was thinking one of the things that you mentioned earlier. It's having that curiosity instead of, you know, our normal way, like we've been saying, is to go into reaction. This happened the other night, and it's to resolve the conflict or get to a place where we could talk about it is to come from that place of curiosity and ask questions rather than make the assumptions. So we've seen that so often where someone makes an assumption and you know, they're all over you, you know, and then when someone does that to me and I feel slammed and I just, and then I'm not in my best place because I'm going to react to that because I, you know, and then it just escalates and I have to stop and go, okay, wait a minute, you know, so I don't react to that reaction. What can I do to bring down that energy, you know, to a place where something could be communicated? And often at that point, that person isn't listening still yet. Mm-hmm. And you have to get to some place where you can, maybe it's, sometimes it's just getting away from a, you know, an approach in another conversation, but you can go back. And that's what some people I don't think realize, you know, you can go back, you know, it isn't an end all when this happens. You can go back and say, hey, you know, when you said this the other day, it really impacted me and I was thinking about it and I'd like to talk to you about it and start again in a very neutral place and a very, I think it's that curiosity place. Like, well, what did you mean when you said this? You know, ask the questions instead of make a statement.
Right. The curiosity is a very important tool in this. And as you say, you know, even if we blow it, if we have a reaction and we yell at someone or we just walk away and cut them off, you know, there's always the opportunity to make repair in the relationship, to come back and say, you know, could we try this again and see if we can come to a better understanding? And that's an important part because we're not perfect. We respond in habitual ways, and can we catch ourselves and then come back to make repair in the relationship?
Yeah, and it's so wonderful when you do that. And sometimes you just come to a place of, well, we can agree to disagree. I can respect you. We're not going to make headway on this. And it, you know, and realize that sometimes some conflicts aren't resolvable, but you can be adult about it. You can
right.
live with your differences.
Absolutely. And that's important, to be able to accept each other's differences and to honor them. So I think conscious conflict has the looking at conflict as a portal to greater self awareness, greater self acceptance, you know, can ultimately leads to much more rewarding relationships, much more meaningful way of living our lives, having much more vitality instead of being drained. So just changing our relationship to conflict is an incredibly important part of what I think we need to do in the world today.
Yeah, and you look back, I mean, we're both probably a similar age. You look back when you had the tremendous amount of growth and transformation, was it times of conflict or difficulty in your life? And you can look back, when you're in it, it feels awful, but when you look back, you go, oh, wow, that was a great learning experience. Well, Chiomi is going to be giving this workshop at Woman of Wisdom on Sunday, February 17th at 9 a.m. in Seattle, called Conscious Conflict, A Transformational Path. It will be up on our website next week, and I encourage everybody, you know, there would be some great tools you'll learn. And also, give Chiomi a call or email if you want to have that session with her. Would be a great way to start, you know, working on some conflicts. So thank you, Chiomi, for talking to us today. We're going to have to go now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. So this is Chris Stanis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back. We're going to talk to Gianna Caratenuto.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free!
Stiek Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Women of wisdom. Women of wisdom. Women of wisdom. Rise and shine, sister of light. Spirit of woman, rise and shine.
We're back on Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. The song you heard, Woman of Wisdom, is from our Woman of Wisdom CD. It's great music from many years at our conference with some amazing singers, Holly Near, Rhiannon, Libby Roderick, and that song is by Lorraine Bays. You can buy it on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. Just look for the book and CD on the left-hand side. Okay, now we're on to our next guest, another Woman of Wisdom presenter I'd like to introduce you to is Gianna Cartenuto. And she's led an interesting life, living and working in Paris for a decade. She studied yoga, art, and the culture of India. She weaves her passion for these three foundational areas of her life into one. She's an accomplished art historian, healer, and senior yoga teacher in the lineage of Anna Forrest, with 19 years of combined experience. Her background in Zen meditation, workshops with the Dalai Lama, summer residency at the Tassajara Zen Center, and university research and teaching in the art of India and Asia complement her yoga teaching. So she lives in Seattle and Los Angeles, and she's integrating her passions for art, yoga, and healing into a series of project-based art history courses and creativity workshops, art history and yoga tours to India, Italy, and Bali, and curating an exhibition of contemporary sacred echo art and preparing her first documentary film. She's going to give a workshop at Woman of Wisdom called Manifest Your Creative Power Through Yoga, Art, and Sacred Mandala. And that's going to be Saturday, February 16th in the afternoon, and that's for women only. So welcome, Gianna, to Voices of Women.
Hi. Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much. Such an honor.
Well, it's great to have you part of our group and our presenters at the conference. And you've just moved up from California, so I want to welcome you to, well, maybe you've been here a year, but still, welcome to Seattle.
I think that's a constantly unfolding welcome. I keep meeting fantastic people here, and the journey is really been great. I've been really happy in making a choice to spend more time here and creating a home here in Seattle. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you've brought these three important elements of yoga, art, and culture together. So tell us a little bit about the steps. You know, when did you realize that that was your mission to draw out this creative muse in people through these elements of yoga and art and culture?
Mm-hmm. And what was your question? I didn't hear you.
How did you come to realize that that was your mission, that this is your work to do?
I was in Brazil standing on a beach looking out at the ocean and asking, okay, life is changing, things are unfolding in different ways. What is the gift that I can bring? How can I get these areas of my life to integrate? I was feeling very, very fragmented at that time, and I had kind of gone on a quest with a great teacher and fellow yogini, Micheline Berry, who is been really a force in my life in tapping into the creative muse, and that's when I sort of asked, okay, what do I love? Yoga, I love art, and I have this long journey, and I want to give back to people. I want to be of service. I want to help people heal. And my teacher, Anna Forrest, was who gave me that access to healing through yoga. That's really her platform, is using yoga as a healing art. So it was just that deep calling that I needed to know what the next step was going to be. And those three parts of my life were actually the keystones. And now it's the weaving part. This is my challenge now, to make all those three resonate and become meaningful for me and others.
Well, I love weaving. I think we have that in common. I actually took weaving courses in college in the early 70s. But I love the sense of putting things together. I feel like I do that too. In fact, I remember calling myself, it was somebody who said, make a name for yourself. And it was, for me, what came up was Weaver of Webs. And then I realized, oh, that's wow. W-O-W, Woman of Wisdom.
Weaver. Wow.
You know, so
yeah,
like to that, what you're saying. So why art? How did you get into art as one of your mainstays in your life?
I moved to Paris when I just graduated from high school. My parents were amazingly courageous in not even questioning what I was doing. I just left, and I thought I would always be there, and I embraced the culture and the life, and it was my not my first exposure to art, but it was something that taught me that art is everywhere. You can turn your head and see an amazing building. You can walk into a building or an entry hall and see an amazing sculpture. Of course, I spent all of my free time in the museums. That then inspired me to actually go to school at the École du Louvre. In the 80s, I took art history classes for 4 years and started working in a gallery. And it was really an amazingly organic process. But if I look way back when I was a child, my mother's best friend, Ingrid Cavanaugh, was one of the most amazing artists that I still, even to this day, when I think of art, I think of Ingrid's work. And so even there was some seeds planted of how to see art, how important it was in our daily lives. And so the journey started in Paris.
Well, what a lovely place to start. And at such a young age.
I was very lucky in just following the call of what was curious and something I wanted to know more about, and certainly experiencing Paris and Europe. And yeah, so that's where it all started to kind of build. And then I took it back to the United States in the very early 90s. Relocated in Los Angeles and started working in art galleries there. And then I wanted more out of my life and decided to go back to school, and it took me on a very long journey through academia getting my PhD in art history.
Well, and you travel extensively. So how did that affect your life work and you know, it's mentioned about India and Bali and.
Yeah, it's also that trying to see, getting an overview of how one spends one's time and where does one find joy and pleasure. And I've always, it seems, been a traveler. When I lived in Europe, every other country in Europe is very close. You know, it's an hour by plane. You can go to Switzerland, Italy, Germany, England, North Africa, you know, Italy to see my family there. I was traveling so extensively in those years living in Europe, and I had a residency in Japan for about a year. And I think what I found is I moved all around through Africa, you know, Middle East, Europe, even South America, that there was this amazing way in which people create constantly, and no matter what their place in life, they're resolving issues through creativity, making things work, making beauty in their lives. And I just got a real sense that there was more out there than just Eurocentrism, and it got me very inspired to study the art of India, the art of Africa, the art of Latin America. That was sort of what I took on as my focus in the early part of my academic study. So it was from traveling and seeing other people live their lives that really inspired me to ask bigger questions and get past the great white male artist theories that were really prominent in that early 80s period. So,
So now, and you talk about living life as art. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, as I said, you know, Japan, spending time in Japan opened my mind to the very amazing detail that one can take time to look at a plate of food or craft a flower arrangement or even the way in which one sits in meditation, which is something I started when I was living in Japan, that incredible, careful, mindful way of interacting with all things, your daily life. I mean, most of us spend, of course, our days working, and also learning that our work, what we do in the world, can be expressed creatively, and taking that reverence for the ways in which we all make things, even, you know, from, you know, crafting a letter to a colleague, or it could be as simple as perhaps creating a lecture for me that I'm going to present to students, but also the way in which a carpenter does his work, or someone that cooks, you know, in a restaurant. I don't know. It just, the living life is art. Art is all around us. We all engage in it, and many of us think we're not artists, but we all have that capacity to create and create beauty. And for some of it, it comes naturally. For me, I'm not an artist. I don't make paintings. I don't make sculpture. I've learned to respect the ways in which I do create beauty. And so in finding my own lack of being a painter, for example, studying painters but not painting, I started to really think about, wait a minute, no, I actually do create things, and I actually can create beauty, even though it's not called painting and sculpture. And that just totally turned my whole way of thinking about life in general, art in general, and what I really wanted to help other people understand is that they are all creators, and that's part of now what my work in the world is going to be about, is helping people find their own creative power.
Yeah, that's so important. Yeah, we all have some aspect of creativity, and it's finding that, you know, how do we, what's our gift in that? Well, this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and when we return, we'll continue our conversation with Gianna Carotenuto.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio. Don't miss.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we've been talking to Gianna Caro-Tenuto. And Gianna, would you please give your contact information, or where if you have a website, or where people can reach you?
Yeah, I can. They can reach me right now through my email, which is gcaroPhD@gmail.com. gcaroPhD@gmail.com. And in about a couple weeks' time, my website will be launched, and it is www.yogahealingart.org.
Is it yoga healing art or arts?
It's yoga healing arts with an S.
Okay, great. And you also have a giveaway, and this would be for somebody in Seattle because it's a yoga session. Can you tell people about that, and they can email you to see who, if they would like this?
Yeah, absolutely. What I would like to do is encourage people to explore their interest in yoga, and giving away one free session doesn't really make much happen. So what I'd like to do is, if someone participates in my 5 introductory yoga session series, then I will give them a free 1.5-hour session included. So it would be a total of 6 classes. The introductory session classes are only an hour, but the first one would be free. It would be an 1.5-hour consultation class, and then to follow that up with 5 classes, which in the end, that is a better way of really understanding if yoga is something that someone is interested in pursuing long-term. So that's what I'd like to give away.
Okay, so the first person that emails Gina at gcaroPhD@gmail.com. So let's get back to talking about art and what inspires you personally. Are you drawn to any particular work of art that speaks to you? Or
Well, I always wonder if I could pinpoint one particular artist or work of art that is continually inspirational to me. I mean, there was certainly the work of George O'Keefe, I think, was my first entry into falling in love with art. I looked at her work when I was still in high school. I came across it at an exhibition in San Francisco, and it was just pivotal in a whole new way of seeing the world. And then, of course, I read every book written about her at the time, and it just carried me into this whole other way of perceiving my own life, but enjoying so profoundly the way she interacted with nature. And, of course, again, she also introduced me into the power of women. And I would say that was my first step in the direction of pursuing feminism and feminist art and teaching topics related to feminist art in the non-Western world. So she was really pivotal. And then I guess the ultimate art for me is really nature. And her view of nature in her paintings is quite extraordinary. It holds such simplicity and at the same time such incredible, profound power. But then when I look out here around me in Seattle, one of the major pleasures in my life now is to see the trees, to see the Puget Sound, to see the Olympic Mountains and the Cascades, and to just be surrounded by the power of nature.
Yeah, that is very inspirational. I think we're fortunate to be living here in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, it's. I mean, every environment has its beauty. Los Angeles had, of course, the deserts and had the amazing, you know, coastlines of California. And I just, I'm just really appreciating this particular environment and the ways in which it inspires me. And the other artist that has been very meaningful to me is Mark Rothko, and he has very famous series of paintings called Color Fields, and they're these vast canvases of variations of different tones of red and purple moving to black, or blue moving into purple, or they're just incredibly subtle, and they are very contemplative, and in that I find a lot of incredible space for my imagination to roam and wander. And so those are some works of art that really speak to me.
Well, and you're going to be doing this workshop at Woman of Wisdom, and which is about manifesting our creative power through yoga and art and the sacred mandala. So tell us a little bit what your intention is for people to get from that workshop.
Yeah, the art of India is going to be part of that workshop, but the art of many cultures, in fact. The mandala is a symbol of creation. It looks, for one example, it looks like a lotus flower unfolding with multi petals. It certainly is been used in many cultures for healing and for meditation. So in the Tibetan culture, the mandala is contemplated visually as one meditates. The Huichol culture uses the spiral shape of a mandala form, signifying the four directions, to create healing in people that are ill or sick. So I want people to find inspiration in viewing the mandala, in creating the mandala in an art project that we'll do at the end of the yoga session. And yoga in particular, what I found, stirs up the energies that are in the body, that are, for some of us, very much on the surface, for others, very dormant. But when you work a yogic pose, you work through the seven chakras of the body. And in those seven chakras, energy is released. And what I find is when those seven chakras are resonating, when you're moving through your body, whether it's dance is another example, but for yoga in particular, the conscious connection between mind and body and breath lights up those energy centers, those creative energy centers. And from that lighting up, people find amazing access to ideas, new visions about where they want their life to go. Or many of the artists that I work with have found access to whole new entire projects that have been sort of freed up once they've worked through their body. So when we do the yoga asana, which doesn't have to be complicated, the yoga poses can be extremely simple. It's the intention that is set. It is the way in which one approaches the bodily positions, the stretching positions. It's the way one uses one's breath that helps access these creative points.
Well, that's great. And actually, I'm going to have to, sorry, to go to your workshop to experience this. And it sounds, it's very exciting. I love the combination of it. I think, you know, I think we do, when we do physical things, it brings out that creativity. So thank you so much.
Right.
Everybody check out her workshop. It's on Saturday, February 16th in the afternoon. So I'd like to leave everyone with this thought today. We've been talking about creativity. And also I'd like to suggest, if you're having a conflict with someone, think about how you might creatively resolve it. Maybe take some time to be creative, write, sing, draw, do yoga, and contemplate about that conflict and see what comes up for you. I think you might be surprised. So this is Chris Danis, and I'm the founder of the Woman of Wisdom Conference and Organization, and also the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And I'd love for you to check out the book. You can find it on our website at www.womenofwisdom.org. And also, if you want to get on the mailing list, now's the time to do it. We're going to mail our brochures for the conference early next week. So look at our website at www.womenofwisdom.org, where you can sign up for the newsletter and receive. You actually will hear about our early bird specials. One for Starhawk ends on November 30th, where you get to, if you register for the workshop, you get the evening free. And we'll have other specials. I want to announce that we have our lineup is complete. We have Cindy Dale coming, who's an energy healer, does a lot of books on chakras and healing and intuition. We're so excited to have her. We have Nikki Scully and Normandy Ellis, and they're going to do a ceremonial ritual and lots of workshops on the Egyptian mythology. And there's going to be early bird specials for those too. So check out our website next week. You'll be seeing them coming up. So thank you so much for listening today. I'll be interviewing more Women of Wisdom presenters next week. I love their information and their stories and what they have to share with the world. It's all about sharing our gifts. So this is Chris Danis. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Danis.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformations Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio.
A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.